The fourth commandment, honor your mother and your father. Now this commandment deals with both the children, the offspring, as well as the parents. So we need to kind of take a look at both sides of the story. First of all, failure to care for one's children. And care can come in many, many different ways. Failure to provide for them. Failure to be good examples to them. And these can be sinful on the part of the parents. And the children need this example. They need to know and see God through their parents. That's the reason God gives us parents, so that they will be the first touch of God in their lives. The parents are those who first bring faith into the lives of their children. It isn't to wait until one is baptized and goes to Catholic school or goes to catechism classes. It is the job and obligation of the parents to be that type of example where the child or the children begin to know, love, and serve God through their day-by-day lives. Now, the neglect of one's duties of their state in life. Each person has a state. For example, as we grow, before we are married or before we have received any specific vocation, there is the one vocation of living a celibate life, dedicating ourselves to loving God, serving God, to getting to know God, to learning everything we possibly can about this Creator that gave us existence, that breathed life within us. So we need to recognize our duties every single step of the way. When we're children, we have to look around us and live our lives in such a way that we respect those around us, that we live in harmony, and that we respect not only our parents by obedience, but we respect our brothers and sisters, our siblings. And this gives glory to God. Now, disrespect or disobedience to parents, or even superiors, or authority. Now, this is a problem in our day and age. And the reason it's a problem in our day and age is because there is no more respect for authority. And why? Because there is no more respect for parents. I mean, if you look around you in this society, what do we see? We see constantly a disrespect and a blatant disrespect for almost every form of authority, for everyone who's considered a superior over anyone. And why? Because that is simply a reflection of the family. It is a reflection of how our youth see the authority that is based and grounded in the family unit. And so therefore, society, once again, I have to tell you, society is a reflection of the family. If society is corrupt, if society has no respect for authority, if society is violent, that's because the family is corrupt. And this is a great, great problem in our society. That's why the fourth commandment is so absolutely essential, because we must renew our proper perspective. We have to put our priorities in a perspective that recognizes authority as a reflection of the authority of God. And so therefore, we must respect and we must obey our parents, those who are placed above us as superiors, and just and proper authorities. Now, abuse is a tremendous and serious crime against this beautiful commandment. Neglect of our children, neglecting them, seeing in our lives as parents, as those of authority, the obtainment of money or wealth or things as being more important than the time we spend with our children. This can be devastating to a child. This can actually harm them in ways that one can never understand. And later on in life, their priorities will be completely askew because the priorities of the parents become the priorities of the children. If we want our children to love and respect us, we must love and respect them. Because in loving and respecting our children, we will spend time with them, quality time, good time, holy time. We will bring our children to Mass. I don't care how old the child is. If a child's got a great set of lungs, good. It doesn't bother me. And it shouldn't bother any priest. The fact that that child is there is going to make an impression for the entire life of that child. And it might be one memory that that child keeps, no matter how young he or she is, that brings about in their lives their very vocation or their very love for Christ or love for the church. Another problem that we have is in a society where everyone feels, well, we have to respect everyone and what they think and what they want. And so let's wait and let the child decide when the child wants to be baptized and if they want to be baptized. What a tremendous injustice that is to a child, because the child has a right to dwell within the grace of God. Think of this. If a child is baptized when they're the tiniest baby, every breath they take, every beat of their heart gives glory to God, because they are belonging to God through baptism. They become a son and daughter of God. They praise God every single day without sin. Imagine the great joy this will give to them for all eternity in heaven. And how dare any adult steal that beautiful gift of praising God all those years for some foolish, egotistical reasoning. And why? Because they just don't want to bother. Now, there's also serious neglect of the religious education once they are baptized. That's why the church has a serious problem with baptizing a child if the parents are living in sin. Because we must be certain that that child has every opportunity to know the gift that he or she has received. Baptism is the greatest gift known to mankind. We enter into the life of God. We enter into his grace-filled existence. And that child has every right to know and to grow in the knowledge of that kind of love, of that kind of existence and beauty and perfection. And so it is the obligation of the parents to rear their children, understanding and knowing the faith. And finally, to fail to carry out the last will and testament of our parents. When our parents, when they die, so often the children begin to fight because of money or things, or, oh, well, she promised me this, or, well, why? Well, I think the money should be split this way, or, well, I did more. What a horrible thing. Personally, I think that every parent should spend all the money they've got and live their lives and love and make a pilgrimage to Jerusalem or to the Vatican, to the Holy Land, wherever they can. Because one thing that I've seen in my life as a priest is the great evil that great wealth can inflict upon a family, how it divides and causes horrible divisions and anger and hate. And so, therefore, we must look at the desires of our parents and do everything we can to see to it that their will, their desire, is completed after they have died. And most certainly, that would mean that in and through their deaths, we turn to one another in love and peace and truly witness the lives that they have offered in service to God by bringing us into the world.